We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, y'all? It's Drewski, and I've teamed up with Mountain Dew to produce a hilarious new basketball podcast called The Dew Zone with Drewski. Learn the backstories of your favorite ballers and celebrities like Jamal Murray.
Did you have like a favorite team? Was it the Raptors at the time or no? Was the Raptors even started around that time?
Come on, bro.
I ain't that old, fam. You're talking like I'm 50.
Taylor Rooks, Asia Wilson, and many more. You won't want to miss this. Listen to The Dew Zone with Drewski on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
The sound of the final buzzer means it's hangover time. So grab a drink and join your host, Alphonse Sidney, for a Miami Heat Beat post-game show.
Heat lose. This game really sucked. This game started off, like, horrific. I mean, this was getting away from us so quickly. You blink and we're down by like 30. It was misery for so much of the game. They came back and they toyed with our emotions. They made it seem like they were going to finally pull this thing off. They pulled within, I think, three with, you know, in the last minute or last, I don't know, minute or so of the game. We all knew we were still going to lose. It wasn't going to happen. For a team that ranks as well as we do on defense this year, this was a horrible defensive effort put in tonight. We are missing, obviously, our new acquisitions. It's a good thing. This game doesn't count. We all know that. It doesn't count because in the moment where you trade for a player and you receive said player and get them on the court, those games don't matter. They don't hold the same weight. So it's okay. But shit. This is very deflating after the joyous day we all had yesterday getting Depot. But, I mean, whatever. Enough. Let's just let's get to the rest of our panel. Bring me out, Brass. Thank you. What's up, everybody? We're going to go Brass. Around. We're going to find out what everybody's been drinking. I could certainly use a drink. Let's go around. Tiff, what are you drinking tonight?
All Tito's and ice. That's it.
Okay. Okay.
Hell yeah. Let's go. Okay. Straight liquor gang gang.
All right. All right. Well, all right. You seem excited. What are you drinking, G?
Oh, listen. I got the first dose of my vaccine today, so I was told not to drink. So I'm having Fiji water.
I'm happy you got vaxxed, though. That's good. Mm-hmm. That's good. That's at least some good news. Some good news today.
I don't feel well. Listen, I'm not doing so good. You hear me?
I mean, I'm
sounding
that,
stuffy. But... Listen, Bill Gates has been saying some weird shit to me all day, and he told me to take the under. I should have listened.
I'm gonna have to give you a strike. I can't deal with anti-vaxxer shit. Yeah. Fine. You can come back in. All right. Frankie, what are you drinking tonight?
I also got vaccinated, so I'm just doing a Coke on the rocks. Ariza was a positive in the plus minus, finally. Yeah.
Hey, listen, We're making
it's
moves.
Something.
We're yeah. making moves. All right, Moose, what are you drinking tonight?
I have not been vaccinated, so I am drinking some white label and ginger ale. And I'm going to hit them one time with a drip drop, because tonight we're celebrating the end of our preseason.
There you go. There you go, everyone. Oh, shit. Oh, we're doing shots for subs. And, oh, shit.
Oh, that's, yeah, well, it is a drip drop night, so.
It is.
Drip drop
I just want to say, I love the kids.
Who doesn't?
Which
I love
kid?
The kids.
Man, people were getting really sensitive on Alf today, huh? It's like they don't really get it. They're like, oh, wait, oh, well, you can't turn around and say you love the kids. Man, it's a fucking, lighten up, people.
And
Jesus.
That's exactly why I just said it.
I know, it's ridiculous. So before we go any further, we got to talk about this game a little bit.
What are you
bit.
Drinking?
Oh, what am I drinking? Oh, I'll tell you exactly what I'm, thank you, G. I'll tell you exactly what I'm drinking. I found a drink. This is called a Dead Man's Handle.
Oh, perfect.
It's Aperol, ooh, tequila, lime juice, orgeat, and a little bit of chili powder. Dead Man's Handle, I figured it was appropriate because it looked like a bunch of dead men handling the fucking ball tonight.
That's so, how you really feel.
Got him.
They decided to resurrect themselves. We got to do like a minute to go.
Wait, Mr. Brass Jazz. Mm. I just saw a question that we may need to just go ahead and get into. In all seriousness, this is from Eric the Great. Do y'all think Oladipo will fix what we saw tonight? Just go ahead. Let's just.
Just right into it?
Just get right into it. Hit it with the smoke. Get right into it. Go ahead, Moose. I got you. Go ahead.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and hit you with an Oladipo drop because I do think he's going to make a difference. Now, is he going to fix all of our problems on Monday night right away? No, there's going to be an adjustment period. But I think, look at tonight. We could have definitely used that point of attack defense or just any wing defense. Like, I mean, let's not forget, yes, Oladipo is a shot maker, and that's beautiful. But his number one trait is he's a lockdown defender. And that's what I'm most excited about right now. Like, that's what our team desperately needs.
Yeah, I agree. It's gonna fix a lot. This game pissed me off because it's like the effort. Like, okay, you're tired. You're in a back-to-back. I get it. But what the hell? Like, last quarter, you decided to wake up and try to mount this comeback, and you start playing okay defense. Where the fuck was that? I mean, that's more infuriating than losing by 30 at the end of the game. Because at the end of a back-to-back, you're like, well, yeah, back-to-backs, huh? But the effort was there. They were just sleeping. I don't know. Did that piss
I mean,
off?
I don't know. I mean, they came out really flat, and I think we can, you know, Charlotte hit everything, and I think that their three-point defense is, I mean, it's designed to do what it did today, and I think that it's a bit of a problem, and they can't contain dribble penetration. So a lot of times teams don't, like, get threes on the Heat like the Heat get threes on other teams, right? Like, other teams aren't dribble handoffing them to get open shots, right? What they're doing is they're driving and kicking. The Heat don't have anybody to defend the driver. So when the kick happens, there's help coming in on the drive and then coming back out to the shooters. And, you know, on the second night of a back-to-back, that's going to be a lot harder on guys because you're tired, you have tires of legs. And a team like Charlotte, they play really fast. They're zippy, they play quick, they want to attack the paint, and they have very willing and quick shooters with quick triggers. So tonight is a symptom of they couldn't contain ball handlers and they got kicked out to three and then guys were slow getting out. And, you know, they play a very physical style of defense that's tough to maintain every night. So Depot's going to fix some of that. I mean, I think people got to temper expectations. Oladipo's had a lot of really bad injuries and he's not going to come in an all defense player. But what he is going to be is a dude that can stay in front of somebody. And when you have Bam and your drop big man, life's going to be different. He's not going to be a lockdown defender, right? But you don't need him to be. You just need him to contain dribble penetration, and you have an elite all-defensive defensive player of the year level talent behind him. So that'll get fixed. Tonight was weird. I don't think you can look at tonight and take a lot. I mean, some of that effort was just dog shit in the beginning. Some of it was tired legs. But I do think that the kind of bleeding threes from the corner, you're going to see that go down considerably.
Yeah, we do get comments after the show sometime that we all kind of only talk about the Heat and we just blame the Heat for everything and we don't really talk about the other team at all. So Let's get into our segment we all love. Who kicked our ass tonight? They kicked our ass. Frankie, who kicked our ass tonight?
In a battle of Kentucky shooting guards off the bench, Malik Monk sure won that matchup. 12 of 17 from the floor, 5 of 9 from deep, 32 fucking points. He kicked our ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's mine.
That was mine. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay, mine.
Tiff, that was yours too?
No, mine is Michael Jordan.
Hey, his number's retired. He has an honored number at the FTX Arena. The fuck that, are they going to call it?
Of all of Pat Riley's mistakes, that is Pat Riley's biggest mistake.
That is worse than whatever he did after 30 and 11.
It's honestly, that was like one of the first like oddly emotional things ever done by Pat Riley.
And it wasn't even a player
that's
he coached.
So true.
Yeah, and it was like, okay, yeah, it's out of respect.
It was a player that honestly, kicked his that. Ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even Michael Jordan was like, why the fuck are we doing this?
Yeah. Was there a ceremony? I don't even remember. Brass, you would know. Was there a ceremony for that?
Not to my knowledge. I mean, that was a long time ago.
I think it was the same ceremony that they put Dan Marino's jersey up there.
That shit pisses me off because they don't even honor that. Mike Miller wore that number. Frankly, I got to be honest with you. Mike Miller has contributed more to championships in this city than Dan Marino ever has.
Oh, God. Don't start the...
You're right, but don't do that.
Don't piss off the fans.
You know what? People love
the
your
fans weren't team. Alive to see Dan Marino play. They're...
You think our audience watched Dan Marino? You think anybody who watched Dan Marino knows how to use Twitch?
Oh my God! You're gonna start.
I love Dan Marino.
I'm kind of Team G on this one.
Are you a Dolphins fan? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I like the Dolphins, and I live in New York, so I like the Giants too. But
good choice.
It's not gonna be the fucking Jets.
Yeah, you can't be a Jets and Dolphins fan.
Yeah, that's impossible.
Hell no. That actually solidified my life. Whatever.
Somebody with a Canes avi on Twitch is like, what's going on here? I'm just like,
Jesus.
Just bring it back.
Yeah. Okay, Oladipo. So we say yes. So Moose, you think he's going to help us. Anybody else? Like, does anyone think that Oladipo is not really going to be the a cure for what we saw
the guy who says yesterday. The guy who has Depot save us
G from yesterday.
It's not even honestly, and this is going to sound crazy, but what ails us has nothing to do with Depot. He can't fix anybody's effort, he can't fix anybody's energy, and he can't make anybody hit an open shot.
Well,
so there you have it.
One guy did hit open shots today and contested shots, and it's the first time. Tiff, when was the last time?
I'm about to reach through this screen and smack them glasses off your face if you say Duncan.
But wait, when was the last time Duncan put together two games where he was shooting the ball well? Why are you mad at him? What did he do?
Did you not see his defense?
Whatever.
What do you mean whatever? Like, if you score 12 and give up 24...
I'm trying to find positives. I'm trying to find shit we can build off of. You think there's anything positive to take?
Is this
from
another
them
night
where
Duncan's taking
two breaths?
Tyler Herro's
listen,
defense?
Wait. In two breaths, somebody said Tiff is the worst, and the next person said, "Thank you, Tiff." That's right.
The reality of man.
I'm rolling with the person that said, "Thank you." You're welcome.
No, you got some other love here.
That's it. Because nobody wants to know the truth. Like, that's the actual truth in basketball. You can't gloat about 12 points and you give up 20. Like, it just doesn't work.
Yeah. But I will say at least he hit his shots tonight. There are games when Duncan...
Yeah, 20.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah, Duncan was good. He was very good tonight.
One of the very few players that was a plus tonight. Everybody else was a minus.
Legitimately good on offense tonight. So, like, I'll give a pass because he's shooting like a motherfucker. I mean, he was great tonight at shooting. But other games, though, he's shooting like shit and he's defending like shit and he's still on the floor. Like, I feel like he gets a little preferential treatment. If like he needs that James Jones shit. Like if he comes out and he misses two or three shots in a row, like you pull him and you're not seeing him the rest of the game.
This is the wrong white guy. The other white guy.
The other white guy didn't do anything on this fucking moose over here.
He sucks on offense.
We're gonna hit him with a drip drive.
That's Tyler Hero on defense. He gets dripped.
I think they're making a fantastic point.
The problem is they also at this point. Until Vic comes, Tyler has to be on the floor in the fourth quarter.
You want Tyler in the fourth.
No, I don't want Tyler in the fourth. They need a shooter in the fourth.
Over Duncan, I mean.
They need a shooter in the fourth. So you pick your poison. This year. I mean, I was just pretending.
Shots yesterday.
Oh, we're pretending.
He didn't do it today.
We're pretending.
Hey, nobody did. Trevor Ariza and Duncan Robinson were your main contributors. Well, and Jimmy, of course. But yeah. I mean, that was your team tonight.
Speaking of Ariza, a somewhat recent acquisition. I mean, what do you Moose? So how do you feel about what you've seen the growth in Ariza's game?
I was really happy with Ariza's minutes tonight. Look, this guy needs to get the rust off. You know, he made a couple of really nice shots. He was able to find it, like kind of get his feet going, get into the defensive system a little bit. This is going to take some time for Trevor Ariza. But he is a veteran. He's going to be able to contribute for us, and he's going to be able to fit this system, I think, pretty well.
Yeah, Tiff. You know, what do you think since Ariza got here? What's your
what? I literally just had like a brain like.
Oh no!
I thought you were doing a Tiff thing. We're like, you're just Ariza. This man has been so trash. I didn't know if I missed the joke.
I was asking. Ariza. I mean, we haven't won a single game since we got here. So like, since he got here,
he's the opposite of Okoro.
He's not the reason we're not winning.
Right.
He's literally not the reason we're not winning. Listen,
I like that he's out there.
I like that he's contributing. I like that he's putting forth 100% effort, regardless of if he gets beat off the dribble, he recovers, he tries, he hustles down the court. It's like he hasn't played in, I don't know, a year
over
almost.
A year, yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, how much more can you ask for someone in game number, what, three? Two, yeah,
he,
three.
He
so
filled
it's
up
like,
the box score.
Right. It's like he's giving you everything he can. And
exactly.
Yeah, I think Spo could have looked at him similar to Iguodala last year with that trade because Iggy hadn't played for a long time prior to that as well. And it took him a little bit to integrate into the system. And now he's a type of player that defensively, we didn't want Iggy to go this season, which is funny because going into this season, you know, at the end of last season, we thought, yeah, well, we're probably going to trade him for something because, you know, we don't really need his money on the books and whatnot. But he's a player that he's an impactful defensive player. And I think Ariza is going to be that going forward. And
right.
I think he definitely fits the team really well. But speaking of other players, so buyouts, they're coming. We've discussed them a little bit before. It seems like, according to Greg Sylvander, Five Reason Sports, that LaMarcus Aldridge is going to be is going to be on the Heat. What's that?
Listen, the Heat are the hardest working, best conditioned, toughest, meanest team in the NBA. They don't need somebody who has the BMI to get a COVID vaccination. It's just that's not what they need right now. Gorgui Dieng, 6'11" with a 7'4".
I knew you were
going
to love Gorgui Dieng. I know nothing about this player,
somebody on Twitter.
He just sounds anime. Like, I was like, geez,
Gorgui Dieng's African. What are you talking about?
if you were given 10 tries, could you spell his name right?
A Dieng? Yeah, Gorgui, no way. It's funny because Gorgui,
he couldn't spell LaMarcus today.
Everything's hard. I can't spell my own name.
Hey, G, can you just spell the word George Dong? And you're probably going to spell his name right.
Do you know my name's a typo? Like, my actual name, like, on my birth certificate's a typo.
Wait, this is...
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
Breaking news. No, this is like,
it's dead ass. Chanculo Nalgas?
Give me to it. You beat me to it. My name is the typo.
Well, there you go.
That. Your existence too. This is my destiny. You were what born I'm in this. Doing. My mom fucked there up the night of my birth.
Holy shit.
Nine months before that too.
Oh man. She's been regretting it ever since. Dredra.
I'm upset we're only 19 minutes in. I really wanted to hit him with the heart out there.
Oh my god.
Look, no one's perfect. Even the best baseball player strikes out when the bases are loaded. The best golfer sometimes three-putt with the tournament on the line. So if you feel like you're coming up short in the bedroom, it's perfectly okay. But if it's bothering you, there are options. Go get to roman.com/heatbeat21 now. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it ships to you for free with two-day shipping, and the whole process is discreet and straightforward. Getting started is simple. Go get to roman.com/heatbeat21 and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving home. Complete the online visit today to connect with a doctor and take care of it. Go get to roman.com/heatbeat21 to get $15 off your first month. Look, that's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. Get to roman.com/heatbeat21. Go get started to save $15 on your first month of treatment.
Holy shit. But anyway, okay.
Typo so situation.
We know how you feel about Aldridge G. Any other and also Dang, obviously you won Dang. What about some of the other ones? I mean,
Otto Porter.
I think that I'm definitely with that.
I'm in on that.
Yeah,
I'm in on that because you're so thin at power, like real power forwards, because I think that you want to avoid playing Andre and Jimmy there. And I think Bielitsia is kind of like your guy at times, but I think you would like an insurance policy. And I think Porter is a great buy low guy because chances are most of these buyout guys are not going to be that good. I mean, Gorgie, I think, will be good, but I think for the most part, they're just not going to be good. And that's kind of how it goes. But Porter is a guy who has had success on playoff teams, on good playoff teams. He hasn't looked good this year, and this is like typical, like, yo, can the culture make you like what you were? I mean, this is a guy that commanded a lot of money, who was really sought after, has the measurables, is a shooter, has the wherewithal, is a smart defender, will give you all those intangibles that Tiff was talking about, and is a vet. And as Kevin Arnovitz says, you win championships with grown-ass men, right? Not with these kids. You win championships with vets, with like grown-ups. And he just fits the bill. I love him.
So you're saying, but you also love Drummond, right?
Listen, that's another guy who could get a Publix vaccine with an over 40 BMI.
But listen, what if he came and
this guy gets one dose and he's talking shit?
Right. Drummond? But you think you're a superhero now. What if he came and he played with the second unit off the bench?
Who, Drummond?
Yep.
Okay, so my thing with Drummond is,
I didn't ask what your thing was. I asked, what did you think about if he played?
I wouldn't like it, because what does he do well? He is the worst finisher in pick and roll in the league, and he has by far one of the highest volumes. He is a good rebounder, and that is honestly his only skill.
because as an offensive player, he is an idiot. He doesn't know what to do with the ball. He can't shoot. He is like a worse passer than Hassan Whiteside somehow. He makes bad decisions. He has an awful handle, and literally his only skill is to rebound. So I don't really know what the point is, because especially when the Heat are already kind of treading water with a bunch of non-shooters, I don't really see the point in a guy that can't even be a fucking dive man for you in pick
because,
and roll. So like, what the fuck?
Because the reality is he's with the second unit. He's not getting shots anyway. That's not his job.
Well, what's he there for? Because he can't play defense either.
Gee, you got nobody that can get you a consistent 8 rebounds. Oh, y'all hear that? Y'all hear that?
That's what Gorgie Dang. That's what Gorgie Dang and.
But I'm saying,
I don't think we've already. Like a,
but we, you don't think rebounds important? Nah. This is how we keep losing 5 in a row. We can't rebound. No, we can't box out, because if you miss a shot, guess what you could do?
Today was not
crash
a rebound
the board.
Even. Today was they did not lose because they couldn't rebound.
Gee, they didn't do anything today.
No, they didn't do anything today. But
right,
and
rebounding is a part of the game. You gotta hang, be even, or surpass your opponents when you're playing a game. Rebounding is very important.
You can't address one of your issues by then creating more issues, right? So that's what Drummond does. You add Drummond.
If
and
he's
you...
coming off the bench.
I think part of this problem is when you have some of these buyout guys.
This is what they are.
Right,
you got to take the bet.
Right. No, it's true. But you also need to, if you want them to come to your team, they have the pick of the league, essentially.
They want a role.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. they want a position, and I just don't know if you're going to be able to get someone like Drummond.
Right,
if you're
but,
like, hey, your ass is never
okay,
going
to start. So I'm going to call it like it really is. We ain't got a spot for LaMarcus either. He's slow. He only averages.
There we go.
He averages less than 5 rebounds a game. He's averaging about 11 points. We ain't got a spot for him either, because now we got to play drop defense. And guess what's going to happen?
Riley loves Fatboy though.
So if you want to be honest about it, we ain't got a spot for him. We ain't got a spot for Boogie. We don't have a spot for Drummond. Sometimes you just got to pick up what comes to you.
No, but he'll get
and hope
Celtics,
that it works.
He will start for the Celtics. The Celtics literally just traded.
But we're not talking about the Celtics.
Oh, but what I'm saying, yeah, I know. But I mean, if Drummond has a choice of coming off the bench for the Heat or starting for the Celtics,
right? But I'm just saying, if he came to us, I ain't wrong. If he can rebound, you want him. You can't depend on just Jimmy and Bam getting all your rebounds. Like, yeah, if you never play, you don't know.
I just
hit us with that.
Yes.
I love Tiff having to explain like the concept of rebounds and that you have to score more points and fantastic. Hold the other team back. Like everything about it, just bravo. Mm-hmm. Bravo, Tiff.
they just need to be an average rebounding team. And I think Oladipo's
but they're
gonna,
so far from average.
No, I mean when they're healthy, they're like they're about league average. I mean when they
gee,
lose bodies.
They're not gonna be healthy this year.
Then what's the point of what are we doing?
Because nobody's healthy. Listen, so now you try to improve.
Yeah.
With Oladipo, with Ariza, with Bjelica, with Dragic.
We have improved. You know, tonight's loss was it was pathetic. It was a pathetic showing. But again, it was on a back-to-back. We did make good. We all said.
Said it doesn't count.
Yeah, I mean, this one.
Season
this,
starts on right. Monday.
But you do know my reflections aren't about this game.
Correct.
My reflections are about the entire season as a whole and
I agree.
Just the needs.
Yeah.
Even still, picking up Oladipo.
He barely got out-rebounded today.
But this is Charlotte. Like, do you really think when the playoffs kick in?
What team in the playoffs are you really scared about other than Philly? Because, like, Milwaukee's not, you know what I mean? Milwaukee plays small. The Celtics play small. The Nets play small.
And guess what? They still out-rebound us.
I don't think the Celtics and the Nets are going to out-rebound the Heat, but.
No, because their buckets are going in the basket.
For me, rebounding has always been kind of a low-hanging fruit thing. It's an easy thing to address, and it doesn't mean that
it's not an easy you undervalue rebounding that
I do
much
under,
that you
I,
think
I,
it's
I,
that
I undervalue rebounding because I think the league has shown you the last 10 years that you don't need to be an elite rebounding team. You just need to not be the worst rebounding team to survive, because the way that the offenses are so sophisticated now, you can just offset your lack of rebounding
by hitting threes. And that's what that's how the Heat literally won all their titles. That's what the Warriors did. That's what the Raptors
did.
You
can't compare this team to any title team that...
Totally understandably fine.
Brash, you better take control of this conversation.
They weren't a good rebounding team last year either. So but hold on, wait a second. They were bad at it last year. What didn't fucking matter because they were a good offense.
It's called lightning in a bottle.
No, it's not. It's they were a good offense and the rebounding doesn't matter when you're hitting a bunch of threes. Who gives a fuck?
But they're not a good offense this year.
That's right. I'm taking over this bitch. All right. Enough. I mean, how many times can we talk about rebounding? Oh, I mean, come on.
God.
Come back, Jesus. Just chill out. All right, chill. Just chill out.
Gee, if we kick you out again, you're not coming back.
Speaking of buyouts, do you guys think that Houston is going to buy Kelly out?
Ooh, that's interesting because they don't want to pay anybody.
Yeah,
that one is cheap.
I was going to say, like, if for pure basketball reasons and all that, it would be a smart move. But it's Houston, so probably not. No, they're not going to do it.
Who's Kelly's agent? Let me see. This will play into this.
Yeah, I mean, Houston's hangover today is just got to be like, oh, fuck, what did we do?
I'm with Schmeathen. I think Kelly gets bought out and goes back to Boston.
And they need him.
I would see that.
I'm going to – That would hurt. My Celtic friends really want him.
I'm going to be so pissed if he goes there and he dislocates someone's arm
immediately. Brass has been was waiting for that for 4 years.
I'm like, listen, I said from the jump, okay, 40 mil for him. It's like, fuck. And at the time, we were just 50. Like, this is a horrible. Oh, 50. Yeah, 50.
50 mil.
Like, this is a horrible. This is terrible.
He ended up
being,
to it.
He ended up being a really good player. But I said at the very least, you know, he'll take out a star player physically, like, they're literally ripped their limb off their body.
He didn't do it in the finals. Like, he could have done it in the finals.
Right, I know. He could have helped us out, right?
The injuries. Kelly couldn't just do one shoulder. One shoulder.
Just one shoulder.
Solomon Hill also could have. That's a whole. I'm not going to throw. Yeah. We're not going to get into that.
Friend of the
pod. We're not going to be on Reddit
Kelly
again.
Kelly Olynyk's agent is a nobody. It's Greg Lawrence. He represents six players, one of which is never leaving its situation in Klay Thompson. So, I mean, Greg Lawrence
is no talking shit again. You don't represent anyone in the NBA.
Bro, because who cares if the Rockets make Greg Lawrence unhappy? Like, well, Greg Lawrence, what are you going to do? Not bring Kyle Singler over here? Fuck out of here.
Vaccinated G is a whole
I feel like
G
is like... Fuck is wrong with you, G?
You know what's funny? We were such a vibe this morning on locker room. I'm a different person on
I want to know what the hell happened to you overnight because yesterday you were running for the hills saying this is like this trade is horrible. This team got worse. We gave away too much. Blah,
I slept
blah,
on
blah,
it.
Blah.
No, I didn't say we gave away too much. I didn't
it's
say
the only
that.
Thing you ever slept on.
I just don't like Oladipo very much. And I think that, listen, I slept on it. I thought about it. I looked at numbers. I watched a little Oladipo film. I feel a little better about it. If he's 80% of who he was in his all NBA season, I think that like that's a massive W.
All right. I need to play. I clipped one sound from Eric and Karate today. I don't know if you guys caught this. They didn't say situation. It's not like that. But this one had me flabbergasted.
Sit back and relax, Heat Nation. And let's try to enjoy the rest of this game together. For some of you, maybe you're done with your first Seder dinner on the first night of Passover. Right now, the Heat trying to find the Afi Komen in Charlotte. Happy holidays to you. You know what the Afi Komen is, don't you, John?
I need some help.
It's the matzah, the piece of matzah that you hide.
Oh, okay.
And the youngest of the family is supposed to find it, and they get a prize.
Sounds like a Jewish situation.
Are they overcompensating?
He was wrong. Yeah, it starts tomorrow night, by the way. So
hilarious.
Are they overcompensating for the Myers situation?
Oh, I didn't think of that.
That was my first thought.
Wow. Yeah.
God damn.
I did not even think of that.
Oh, God. Did that come from up top? Something's like,
ripple,
hey, Eric.
The ripple effect from that like, one Twitch match.
Like, listen,
and,
we're
and
off
like,
tomorrow
how it
night.
How shifted the entire NBA has been fast. We haven't won a fucking game since. I mean,
Udonis got COVID.
Oh.
KZ.
Shout out Udonis. KZ. We needed Udonis. Udonis definitely, like, zoomed in at halftime and kind of, like, virtually whooped some ass to kind of wake them up. But, man, did we miss UD.
Shout out to Karmic for tweeting at Nikias that we're 0-5 since UD got COVID.
There you go. See,
I told somebody just said to get
G
his ass.
Somebody say G is none.
Ooh.
Sometimes he saves the day. Sometimes he ruins what the team is going on.
Ooh. That's facts.
Wow.
I ruin more than I help, like Kendrick Nunn. I just discombobulate the offense. I don't pass.
Genie needs to go to the locker room at halftime. So we can turn the ship around. Let's go, guys.
I mean, my lights broke. So I was like, that's why I went away to fix it. That's why my video was gone.
But meanwhile, go ahead, Brass. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm sure most of us have seen Oladipo in his excitement of being on the Heat now has already changed his.
Let's go.
Yeah, he's already changed.
He's had that saved in his drafts for like 4 years.
I can't stress enough. I said on the last show, I am so excited to have another guy who wants to be here so fucking much.
Yes.
That is an underestimated aspect of this. He wants to be here so much. It's just incredible. So I'm really, really fucking excited. I am really, really ready to fucking kick the Knicks ass on Monday.
Oh yeah.
Because I will not stand for that any Knicks loss is bad. Is
you
want
to win the first game of the season too. Like you want to start strong. So yeah.
you want to make sure Julius Randle remember who the fuck he is.
Oh my god.
I'm tired of hearing Julius. Tired of hearing this fucking Julius Randle just as good as Chris Bosh shit. Get the fuck out of here.
We gotta get Chris sitting courtside on that one.
Oh my god.
Make him uncomfortable.
Makes me so upset.
It's an uncomfortable situation.
So Frankie, what do you think about Bam in this game?
I thought Bam started off very terrible, as did everybody on this fucking team. But the second half, he came out aggressive and made some good plays. In the clutch, he's made very big plays like he did last night. I like the goal of the offense and late to go to him early and often in those crunch time situations, especially once he realizes he's got a fucking mismatch every night. He just needs to fucking learn that you know, you're on the last year of your rookie deal. You're getting your max contract next year. Like go be this guy as much as possible. You don't have to be him every night. We don't need you to drop 30, 15 and 5 every night, but fucking sure. When you see the team come out like that, to start the game, like that's a sign you need to fucking turn it up and dominate fucking Bismack Biyombo.
I mean, from the jump. I mean, these guys just, they can't. I get so tired of this team waiting so long to show any sort of aggression. And their offense just is not good enough to pull them out of holes.
Sounds like they almost need extra possessions.
Sounds like they all. You win this round, Tiff.
Yeah. You know what happened?
Let's get the fat ass with the hairy arms. Let's go. Let's go. Bring
Tiff
him
just
here.
Got so many offensive rebounds over you. You fucking broke.
I'm
you fucking
down.
Broke.
Yeah. I said this on the pregame. If Andre Drummond is a Heat player, I'm fucking deactivating. And we need to find a new podcast host. I hate
Let's
that
go
guy.
Drummond.
He's like one of the worst players I've ever seen in my life play
it's,
basketball.
Take
it's
who
the,
we can get.
No, I don't want him. I'd rather not win. I'd
take who
win.
We can get at this point.
I don't
want
to watch him. I don't want to watch him.
One man's trash is another man's treasure.
Exactly.
He's a lot of man's trash, let me tell you.
So, when Cleveland doesn't want you, when the Cavs say, you know what? I don't. We are the sewage
Brass,
of
get
the
him out
world.
Of here.
Yeah. You know. Yeah, thank you. You know who the Cavs didn't want anymore? Dwayne Wade.
Exactly.
Okay? Yeah.
So.
And technically, they
Dwayne
didn't really
Wade
want LeBron.
Was
how
a
they
different
tried to.
Person.
Oh, my God.
No.
Hey, Moose. Hey, Moose. So we got a new
transition.
Segment for you tonight. Yeah. Excellent transition by me. You ready to do this?
I'm ready. Let's do this.
Okay.
We're driving.
One man, two desires, drip, drop, and cinema. It's Moose at the Movies. Powered by StreamBeat.
This is an insurrection. Where? How did StreamBeat get in here?
Get the fuck out of here, G.
No, stop.
This
stop.
Isn't your time to talk.
We put all of our marketing dollars into this. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Moose at the Movies, powered by StreamBeat. we've heard your criticism that we don't talk enough basketball. So what I have for you tonight, the best basketball movie of all time. It's called The Sixth Man, and it's the ultimate 90s film. All right, so it's really cool. Look, so you have Dwayne Wade from A Different World, and then you have the funny Wayne's brother, and it's really cool because they're like brothers. And his name is Antoine, and that's Kenny, and they're like really close friends, and they're like, hey, hey, A&K all the way, A&K all the way, and it's awesome. And they're like these amazing basketball players, and they're awesome in college, and they're gonna go to the NBA, and then, wait a minute, what happens? He dies.
Whoa, spoiler alert.
And then, Jesus. And then it gets so sad because you're thinking about like the whole brother, like the whole thing, like you just wanna, you want to play the game with your brother, you know? Like, that's kind of like what's this thing is about. So, the Los Angeles Times says it's fun, and it is. It's a lot of fun. WPIX-TV says irresistible, okay? And it is. So, he comes back, and he plays as a ghost, and he helps carry the team to the championship. And it's a beautiful movie. I just, Brass, take me out. Drip drop.
Oh, my God. Moose, are you gonna be all right, dude?
It's good. It's really good.
And you can catch that and much other film analysis on StreamBeat.
I mean, I cry like that whenever I accidentally turn on StreamBeat, but
I cry like that watching the Heat offense.
I've been waiting to eat that popcorn for an hour.
Oh, also, yeah, I don't know if you saw in the contract, Moose. You're not allowed to mention. So since you have a segment about this, you're never allowed to plug StreamBeat on any shows anymore.
I don't have that in my contract, so I can plug StreamBeat all I want.
There you go, Frankie.
Check out StreamBeat.
Enjoy Locked On. You're fired.
Loophole.
That sounds like I got promoted.
So someone did say the Miami Heat movie is better than that. We do have some additions to the Miami Heat movie.
Let's go. Are those additions better?
Oh, you don't like them so far?
Are they? It was just happy birthday, Justice.
Wow.
God, that was good, Brass. Fuck you.
I really don't care. Honestly, you pissed me off so much tonight. I'm sick of your shit, Johnny.
Get him out of here.
Who is it?
Yeah, let's get you out of here. So yeah, I'm not even gonna say the names here. I'll click through some of these
classics
from before, cool, in case you missed. Yeah, this is really good pod material.
It's gonna play great.
Click, click, click.
God, I love this thing. I love that one.
All right. Tay Diggs, Snoop. We got Jason Mewes. This was the from last show. Martin Lawrence as Charles. And so this one, I don't have the list of people who recommended these. I'm sorry. I'll shout you out later. For Juwan Howard. Will Smith.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a really good one.
Will Smith. Finally.
That was great, yeah.
And a couple people have suggested this one. This one is fantastic. We finally have Jimmy Butler.
Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Butler.
Perfect.
That one is awesome. This movie actually needs to get made now.
He would actually be really good as Jimmy.
Yeah, he would.
And this one's for Tiff tonight because of her whole rant earlier. We have Duncan Robinson, Michael Cera.
Brian is playing Duncan.
Ooh.
Michael Cera is much funnier.
That is perfect.
So, a rare two nights off coming up for the Heat. That's...
I love the back-to-back going into three nights off. I mean, they didn't fucking show up today.
Well, yeah, that is true. That is true. But that's good. I mean, now, and with Depot back, Bielitsa should be playing as well. If they lose Monday, I think
DEFCON
we have the
1.
Right to be pissed off.
DEFCON 1.
Because this is now 6 straight losses. I mean, that's just absolutely unacceptable at this point. But...
Oh, Shamar Moore as Gabe Vincent. That's a good one.
Mm.
Somebody on Twitter said Marlo from The Wire as Kendrick Nunn. That's a great one.
I'm impressed with the cast, but it's going to be a really expensive movie. I think maybe we should do Solana for Goran Dragic because we got to save some money somewhere, you know?
Yeah.
Mm. And we've seen Solana act on here.
I have a good casting for probably a future Heat player. Who's Gabriel that? Iglesias as LaMarcus Aldridge.
Oh my god.
You motherfucker. Really? You're still on this fat
That
thing.
Wasn't even a good one.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
How
you're whitewashing
is it
him.
Gonna go on?
It was
you're whitewashing him.
I couldn't think of like a real I couldn't think of like a black person that's famous for being fat.
Oh my god.
Jesus. Or just
gee, you motherfucker. Get him out of here.
Like
he should have gone maybe Patrice O'Neal.
Someone in the chat said Fat Albert.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.